is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, here with puzzle guru Art Chung and house musician Jonathan Colton. Let's meet our next two contestants. They are Jake Connors. You are a physics grad student at Harvard. Your opponent is your fiancé, Meredith MacGregor. You are a PhD student at Harvard studying astrophysics. So, like, what are your arguments like?
Mostly about what we work on and how she's wrong.
Oh, you tell her that she's wrong about astrophysics, and you tell him how he's wrong about...
Well, if only I understood what he actually worked on.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You don't even care about what he works on, do you? No.
I do observational work, so I actually, like, go to telescopes and use them. And then you get cool, pretty pictures.
You make it sound like a literature degree, frankly. That's what you make it sound like. So what kind of physics are you doing?
I work on building the instrumentation that she uses. I work on building radio telescopes.
You build the radio telescopes that she's shutting down you for building, basically.
Yeah.
Not shutting down. They're great. They're useful.
I feel like a weird therapist right now that doesn't understand you. So this is a musical parody game. It's a song from a little indie band from the 60s called The Beatles. Jonathan Colton, take it away.
It's actually pronounced The Beatles.
Oh.
Yeah. We have reworked the song Come Together to be about things that go together, like macaroni and cheese, or Bert and Ernie, or Jake and Meredith. Oh, isn't that sweet? I just ad-libbed that right
beautiful.
Now, ladies.
That was beautiful.
Buzz in to answer. The winner will move on to the final round at the end of the show. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Here come old storm cloud, then come electric discharge, then the noisy rumbling that will scare my doggy. Jake?
Lightning and thunder.
Yes, absolutely.
Cats aren't scared of thunder and lightning, just as a clarification?
Cats are scared of thunder and lightning, but they are too proud to show it.
They're mostly scared of your love, accepting your love, right?
Yeah, that's right. They're scared of showing any emotion or need. I know Prince was from one of these twins in Minnesota, the two largest cities. Jake?
St. Paul and Minneapolis.
You got it. Here we go. Headline in Vegas, they make magic funny. One does all the talking and the short one's quiet.
Astrophysicists and physicists don't like magicians? What's wrong with you people? It's like the basis of magic. No?
No, wow.
All right. Yes, Jake.
Penn, Jillette, and... can't remember the other guy's name.
Oh, wow.
Oh, now Meredith. Now
Meredith wants to steal.
Penn and Teller.
Yeah!
Teamwork.
This is just like you said. He builds something and then you use it.
She gets all the credit in the end, so I don't
beautiful.
Know.
Here we go. Water is made so easily. Put these two together, 'cause it's elementary. Come together right now. I'm thirsty. Jake.
Hydrogen and oxygen.
Oh, yeah, that's correct. Move by claymation, they are British icons. He's a bald inventor, but his dog's much smarter. Jake.
Wallace and Gromit?
Yeah, Wallace and Gromit, that's correct. Here we go. Here's your last clue. Legume spread and jam fruity. Put them on some bread efficient delivery. Come together right now in my tummy. Meredith.
Peanut butter and jelly.
That's correct. Art Chung, how did our super smarty contestants do?
They both did great, but Jake, congratulations. You're moving on to the final round at the end of the show.